When folks in parts of Kansas woke up today to a really big snowstorm, here's what they heard.
You could hear the hiss of, I think they call it grapple, little ice droplets kind of hitting the windows.
That's Laura Lorson of Kansas Public Radio, who, along with lots of people in the Midwest, also experienced what we're hearing now, thunder snow.
And I saw a flash of lightning, and I heard a very bassy boom of thunder, which just seemed extraordinarily loud because I think it had been so quiet.
Thunder snow came as a surprise to Kansans. Meteorologist Lee Grenzey says most people think thunder snow is rare.
But actually, it's not. If you think of a thunderstorm in the middle of a July on a hot 95-degree day over Washington, D.C., 4 miles away, there's thunder snow. By 4 miles away, I mean straight up in the air. There's snow and there's thunder. So the only difference between a July thunderstorm, when the snowflakes 4 miles over your head eventually melt into rain, is that with thunder snow during winter, the snow actually reaches the ground.
Grenzey knows thunder snow not just professionally. A dozen years ago, he encountered it at home at 3 a.m.
I ran outside in my pajamas, and it was snowing to beat the band. And then out of the blue, there are these peals of thunder and flashes of lightning. It's surreal.
As Laura Lorson pointed out, today, along with the thunder snow, there was something else, a pellet form of snow called grapple.
Grapple is a rimed snowflake. By that, I mean the snowflake is falling, and it's either picking up little drops of supercooled water, small drops of water that can survive and not freeze down to temperatures as low as minus 40 degrees. These snowflakes start to pick up these supercooled drops of water, and they turned into a little ball of ice called grapple or soft hail.
Meteorologist Lee Grenzey, he blogs for Weather Underground and spoke to us from State College, Pennsylvania. He cautions that lightning strikes during thunder snow are just as dangerous as any in a thunderstorm, but since fewer people are outside, you rarely hear reports of people being struck.